This is my prayer for you. Father, as I say these words, I'm praying for everyone who's hearing them right now. I don't know the circumstances that they're facing, but you do. You know every detail of their lives up to this very moment, and you love them deeply. Thank you for creating them, for loving them, and for sending Jesus to be their Savior. You planned this moment before they were born. So I know you will hear the prayer they're about to pray. Thank you, Lord. Now I want to invite you to experience the purpose of Christmas by reading the prayer in the PDF file called Your Christmas Prayer as your own. The Bible says it makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and you're ready to do as He says, the door is open. But if you're by yourself, I want to strongly encourage you to read it twice. Read it first silently, then read it aloud. But right now, I'd like to pray it and have you follow me in it. And as I pray this prayer, you just say, if it speaks the words of your heart, you say, "Me too, God." Dear God, thank you for sending your son Jesus so I could get to know you. Just say that in your heart. Dear God, thank you for sending your son Jesus so I could get to know you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being with me all of my life, even when I didn't know it. I realize I need a Savior to set me free from sin and myself and from all the habits and hurts and hang-ups that mess up my life. I ask you to forgive me for my sins. I want to repent. I want to live the way you created me to live. Be the Lord of my life and save me by your grace. Save me from my sins and save me for your purpose. I want to learn to love you and trust you and become what you made me to be. Thank you, God, for creating me and choosing me to be a part of your family. Right now, by faith, I accept the Christmas gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill me with your peace and assurance so I can be a peacemaker, and help me to share this message of peace with others. In your name I pray. Amen. When I prayed that and you followed me along just now, did you sincerely mean it as a prayer to God? Well, if you did, let me say this to you. Congratulations. Congratulations. Welcome to the family of God. The Bible says that there's joy in heaven anytime anyone commits his or her life to Jesus. And if you just now accepted the gift of God's grace by faith, the Bible says the angels are having a party right now for you.